Good day and welcome to Scholarly Stories. I am Noah Campbell White. Now come with me as we listen to Dan DeBord as he digs into the lives of two same but yet different college students. Dan will introduce you to two different students. One is an older gentleman who returns to school after being out since the mid-1980s, as well as an incoming freshman who just graduated high school and has never been away from home. Without further ado, here is Dan.
Hey there, I'm Dan DeBord. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Scholarly Stories. We're going to interview Darren and Tanner one more time to see how they've grown over this past semester at school and what they're looking forward to the rest of their college careers. We interviewed at a local coffee house last time, and that seemed to work out pretty well. We were pretty comfortable, so we're going to go ahead and do that again for this episode, so stay tuned.
Hey, Dan, where are you at?
Oh, I'm right over here. I was looking for you. I didn't see you across this coffee. Oh, there you are.
Hey, how you doing?
When did you get here?
Well, I've been here a minute. I was sitting in the corner hiding from you.
Oh, you know, there's weird things about people who sit in a corner, but that's another episode for another day. How's it been?
You know, it's been really great. I think overall I've really enjoyed my first semester of college. There's been a lot that's happened, just with my friends and with classes. But overall it's been such an amazing experience to be able to go, okay, now I'm here, getting adjusted to living away from my parents and learning new things. But it's been really nice to be able to kind of hone in on my passions and
right.
Kind of learn what I want to do for essentially the rest of my life.
Tanner, what are your two biggest takeaways for the semester?
I guess two biggest takeaways, probably the number one was just that time management is key. I've been pretty good at that,
right.
But I think you've probably learned this as well, just trying to finish things up or get projects done.
Yeah, especially the end of the term right around the corner. Coordination and time management is key.
Yeah, for sure. And for a final project for my honors class, mm-hmm. We have to make a movie. So it's been faith and film, and we're all honor students, so we all pack our schedules in like nobody's business. So it's been an interesting thing, like making sure we can get everything in. And then number two is probably just staying focused. Now, I am probably a little ADD, so like it's really easy for me to go, oh, wait, something shiny. Oh. I usually try to sit in the front, but that's more or less just to keep me awake,
right.
I think. I don't get much sleep. But that's more or less my own fault. I end up watching Game of Thrones till 1 a.m. with my roommate or random conversations about sometimes really interesting stuff. I feel like radio personalities should be good at that. or radio media guys should probably be good at just talking about whatever.
Tan, I don't know why I never asked you this. We sat here all last episode and I didn't ask you, but might as well ask you now. Do you want anything to drink, a cappuccino or anything?
You know, as weird as this is, I'll probably just take a water.
Well, hang on. Let me go back. I'll be back 1 minute. Just 1 second. Water. Do you want ice?
Yes, please.
Whew. Here's your water.
Thanks, man. Actually, I hate to do this, but I was kind of wishy-washy. Could I get some tea?
Okay, hang on. What kind of tea? Black tea?
Like some Earl Grey.
Okay. That tastes like cologne, but that's all right. I'll get it. All right, here you go. I burned my finger on your tea, that Earl Grey cologne tasting tea. But here you go. Hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. I know you went away to school for the first time, and do you find yourself, a lot of people say that they find themselves after the first semester of college away, that they find themselves being a different person. Do you agree with that?
I mean, not for me personally. Yeah. For me, not necessarily, but that's sort of just how I was raised. I was sort of raised to be like, I am who I am kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I was always sort of raised to be independent. So I don't think I've changed a whole lot, if at all. At least I don't see it.
Right.
I could probably ask my mom and I might give you a different answer. I'm not really sure, but I don't think we have time for that because she's in North Carolina. But no, I think for me at least, I definitely sort of just am who I am. But I will say, like, I've heard from other people, like other people I've talked to, that they say, you know, like I've sort of found who I am and I'm like a better version of me, or I'm a different version of me.
We've sat down and interviewed you and Darren. You've had a chance to meet each other and you've actually had them in a class. Even though Darren's 35 years older than you, what similarities do you see between the two of you?
I guess it's the ambition to learn. Like, I've always been really ambitious to learn, because I go back to like a John F. Kennedy quote where it's, in times of turmoil, knowledge is power. And I think Darren really exemplifies that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I've always had it in my life where like I want to just keep learning, or I know way too much nonsense about nonsense. But I think Darren exemplifies that because, like you were saying, he's about 35 years older than me.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, if I could actually talk this morning. You know, it exemplifies that idea of, like, you know, always wanting to learn or always wanting to keep improving yourself. Uh-huh. And I can just appreciate that so much because that's, you know, I think that's one thing I've always strived for is just continuing to improve yourself. And so the fact that he's gone back. And then also, like, sense of humor, where, you know, in here talking or whatever. Or, you know, we always kind of laugh at the same stuff. So it's nice to know. And it's interesting to talk to him because he's, you know, he does have a lot more experience than I do.
Right.
So it's cool to be able to talk to him and kind of, you know, see similarities and differences and be able to just learn from him.
It's time for me to get Adelaide to get on out of here and head on over to try and find Darren. I don't know where he's at. He's supposed to show up, but we can catch up with him later. Thank you so much for spending time with me this semester and best of luck moving forward.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Darren, did you see Tanner on the way out? He was just here.
Yeah, I sure did. I just bumped into him.
I hope you didn't knock him down.
Oh, no.
Anyway, Tanner had a good conversation, but let's carry on with you. We've been talking all semester long about how your life has changed and things you've expected, things you didn't expect through your semester here at Olivet. And you've been considerably older. We've already did the math, which is part of not our strong suit, but you're 35 years older. With that being said, there's a lot of similarities and differences between you and Tanner. But now that we're wrapping up the semester, what's a couple of the biggest takeaways you have from this semester?
Well, I've learned that I really need to stop procrastinating. I need to have a schedule set and stick to it, and even making up a to-do list for each day and making sure that I take and stick to those and check off, you know, all the stuff and put all the high priorities at the top.
Right, exactly. Do you have any other takeaways?
Well, I know that I enjoy being on the radio, and I also enjoy editing videos. I don't know that I want to be on television.
Like you say, we all have a face for radio.
Right.
Or should I just speak for myself?
No, I think you speak for me as well.
Anyway, looking back, where you are today as you were, you know, as compared to you were 4 months ago when the semester started back last week, August, I think it was the 29th. What's different? Do you think you're a different person now than you were a few months back?
Oh, definitely. Back then, I was really sweating because I was failing out of school. And now that I'm in something that I can understand, do better in, then I am more relaxed. It just seems a lot better.
So that old time management thing came into play there that you talked about earlier.
Yes.
Was there an aha moment, or was there someone that kind of helped push you in the right direction to help, you know, get you back on track since you were failing out of school?
Yes, that whole thing of failing out, that said to me, hey, look, you don't understand what's going on. You're probably not going to get this math or any of these other subjects. So, you know, it's time that you go to something. And I don't know, I just felt like there was a calling from God that I was trying to go the wrong way. And he basically pushed me in the direction that he wanted me to go.
A few years down the road, once you've graduated and you got your bachelor's in multimedia communications, how do you see you applying what you've learned here into your career, into your personal life?
Into my career, I would like to go into video editing or into radio, and eventually I want to have my own recording studio for those who don't have all the money, like the big name artists and that, you know, something to get people going.
Got it. So you want to pay it forward, in other words.
Exactly.
All right, sounds good. Darren, we've covered quite a bit over this past semester, but I have a question to ask you. If you could go back to the 18-year-old you, what would you tell them?
I would say, hey, look, you need to take school seriously. You need to not procrastinate and stick to, you know, a schedule and, you know, just take everything serious, but don't be too serious. And, you know, you just got to learn how to balance your personal life and your school life. There's not really much that I think I could change. I wouldn't want to change anything, right? But that's what I would tell myself is, hey, look, you know, things are going to go bad, but just stick to a plan, have a plan, go at it with the you know, a good head on your shoulders, but don't be too serious.
Okay, Darren, one last question before we wrap things up. You went back to school. You went to school early on, and then you went back to school. What would you tell a person like in their 40s or 50s or for any age that matter, for that matter, that has been to school and maybe dropped out of college or maybe just never went to college? What's your word of advice and support to them?
Definitely come back. However, you want to take like one of those pre-examinations, you know, to see exactly what you're good in and what you're not and what you're best suited for. This way here, you're not coming in and wasting a lot of time and money and pursuing something that, you know, you probably won't fully achieve and it'll just put you down.
All right, very good. Well, Darren, thank you so much for hanging out with me this semester on Scholarly Stories. I greatly appreciate it, and I look forward to see what, you know, for good things for you to come in the future till we meet again. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Well, that wraps up the first season of Scholarly Stories. I'm Dan DeBoard. A huge thank you to Tanner and Darren for helping me out with this project. I greatly appreciate their input, and actually I learned quite a bit about those two and the similarities between two people so vastly far apart in age, about 35 years. How far apart they are in age, they are that close together in knowledge and drive and passion to become, you know, better people all the way around. And a huge thank you to my booth announcer every week, Noah Campbell White. He's done a fantastic job. Thank you very much, Noah Campbell White. Well, that's it for now. I'm Dan DeBoard. Stay tuned for another season coming soon of Scholarly Stories.
You have been listening to Scholarly Stories. Come join us next time as Dan digs a bit deeper into the lives of Darren and Tanner, two students from Olivet Nazarene University. Thanks for listening. I'm Noah Campbell White.